54% back Biden, whereas 30% back President Trump, and 15% are undecided.
Asian Americans could have a bigger say in the U.S. presidential election. This is Thursday, September 17th, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Also ahead, the voices grow saying climate change has an effect on Western U.S. forest fires. Japan has a new leader. It is all on today's VOA Asia. A new national survey of the six largest Asian American registered voter populations in the United States says those voters could very well play a major role in the November U.S. presidential election. I spoke with Karthik Ramakrishnan, professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside, and the director of the survey.
So the major points are that Asian Americans are very highly motivated to vote this year. So we see that a majority are more enthusiastic than usual about voting this November. And if you combine that with the fact that you saw a record turnout for Asian Americans in 2018 for a midterm election, all signs are pointing to probably record presidential turnout for Asian Americans this year in 2020. And in terms of where people are leaning, we see that Joe Biden has a strong advantage. 54% back Biden, whereas 30% back President Trump, and 15% are undecided. And that 15% is higher than you see for the American average. And that's because most Asian American registered voters are naturalized citizens. So they didn't grow up in a Republican household or a Democratic household. And many of them have gotten naturalized over the last 4 to 8 years. So there's still a lot of room for persuasion. Now, you asked if there's any change over time. What we've seen since 2016 is that President Trump and candidate Trump now is doing slightly better among Asian American voters. And that's largely due to movement among two groups. So among Vietnamese American voters, he is winning the Vietnamese American vote right now, whereas Vietnamese American voters had backed Obama in 2008 and 2012, as well as Clinton in 2016. He also seems to have made some inroads in the Indian American vote. So he only got 16% of the Indian American vote in 2016. Now he's at 28%, whereas Biden is at two-thirds, at 65%, with 6% still undecided. And so those are the two groups where he's made significant gains. He has not done any better among Chinese Americans, and I think a lot of his rhetoric on China might have something to do with that.
Is there any reason being given, especially among the Vietnamese and the others, that show increased support of the incumbent President Trump for how they are feeling about this?
You know, it's hard to suss out from our survey data. We asked whether U.S. foreign policy towards Asia was an important issue. It's not as high a priority as other issues like healthcare and the economy. So, just going outside of the survey context, you know, it seems like things like his very strong position on trying to contain China and to take on China might be playing a role, even though voters say that it's not that important an issue. Maybe it's playing a more subtle role there. Also, in general, we're seeing that, I mean, this is a shift that we saw even in 2018. So it's possible that Vietnamese Americans, especially the older generation, appreciate his general rhetoric and his policies of taking a tougher stance globally, as well as on some of the issues locally, including on immigration, right? So you would think Vietnamese Americans, largely refugee population, when we asked in 2018 whether different groups, whether they supported or opposed a ban on Syrian refugees, Vietnamese Americans were among those who were most likely to say they supported it. So there's a lot of complicated politics going on, I think, below the surface that I think helps account for why we see this shift.
What is the purpose of this survey? I mean, to what end is what I'm saying?
Asian Americans are poised to play a very significant role this year, including in several battleground states like Texas, like Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan. And in many of these states, the election is likely going to be decided within a couple of percentage points. And Asian Americans in these states are well within that margin of victory or defeat. So this is to show that this is an important electorate. Of course, these populations matter for many congressional races throughout the country as well. So the purpose of this survey is to provide data on what are the priorities of Asian American voters. It's not just about the presidential race or these congressional races. We have a wealth of information on where they stand on issues ranging from healthcare reform, healthcare for immigrants, gun control, and various COVID-related challenges. So this survey goes well beyond just conventional politics.
Karthik Ramakrishnan, professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside, and the director of the survey. These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now at voanews.com. U.S. prosecutors charge 5 suspected Chinese hackers and 2 Malaysian businessmen in connection with cyber attacks on more than 100 companies in the U.S. and abroad. Hong Kong files a formal objection to the United States over its demand for made-in-China labels on goods exported from the Chinese city. South Korea's unification minister, Lee In-yong, visits the border village of Panmunjom, the first visit to the border zone since he was appointed to the post. Indian Airlines seek a $1.5 billion interest-free credit line from their government. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia and on the voanews.com website. VOA Asia continues. Fires burning in California are the largest on record. In Washington state, a larger area burned in 5 days than have burned in any previous year on record, save one. And in Oregon, 1/10 of that state's population was under fire evacuation warnings or orders last week. Scientists say climate change is making the fires worse in the American West. More from VOA's Steve Barragona.
As record-breaking fires burn across the western United States, President Donald Trump remains skeptical that climate change is a factor. Here he is Monday at a meeting with California officials.
It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Yet science has been sounding the alarm about climate change for a long time, says University of California Merced wildfire expert Leroy Westerling.
We've been doing modeling and simulation for years now that indicates that these really severe, widespread fire seasons are coming. And we're seeing that emerge in real time.
Wildfires need dry plants to burn. And climate change is increasing the supply, he says. Studies show the West has warmed over the last century, and warmer air dries things faster. That means even a normal year would be drier. But these have not been normal years, he says.
We had a drought for 5 years earlier in the 21st century here that was unprecedented in probably the last 1,000 to 1,200 years at least.
And warmer weather is melting the West's water reserves in the mountains. The region relies on winter snow accumulation to provide long-lasting water supplies, says wildfire expert Jessica Holofsky with the U.S. Forest Service.
We're seeing more precipitation falling as rain rather than snow. The snowpack isn't lasting as long with the higher temperatures, so it's running off earlier in the season,
leaving less water when the dry summer months arrive. And warmer, drier conditions have helped tree-killing beetles multiply. All this has left roughly 150 million dead, flammable trees standing in California's forests alone. But Holofsky says humans share the blame for the fires. Smaller fires used to happen naturally, which thinned out the forests.
We have suppressed fire very effectively since World War II. That means there are more fuels now than there used to be. And so when fires do occur, There's more fuel to burn, and they're more severe.
Plus, more people are living in areas that are prone to burn. So when fires do break out, they're more destructive and more costly. Conditions will get worse as the planet continues to warm, Hlavsky says.
There's going to be more fire. You know, a kind of ballpark is maybe 2 to 3 times the annual area burned in the future.
Scientists say this year's record-breaking fire season is just a taste of what's to come. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Happening now in Asia, Japan's Yoshihide Suga was voted prime minister by parliament's lower house Wednesday, becoming the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years, as he readied a continuity cabinet expected to keep about half of his predecessor Shinzo Abe's lineup. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're happy you're with us on VOA Asia. A roadside tool for law enforcement may one day be used in the war on COVID-19. A U.S. company is working to repurpose the breathalyzer. Developers hope the hardware that today measures the presence of alcohol and other intoxicants in a person's breath will soon detect the virus and those most likely to spread it. VOA's Arash Arapasadi has more.
Designers in California have built a breathalyzer to detect traces of marijuana. CEO of Hound Labs, Mike Lynn, says tweaking that same technology may weaponize the breathalyzer in the war on COVID-19.
We've spent the last 6 years and about $50 million in R&D to develop some pretty unique breath technology that allows us to capture and analyze breath in such a way that we can detect just incredibly small concentrations of molecules.
Hound Labs tested about 50 people. More than 30 participants tested positive for COVID-19 after a nasal swab, but only 7 or 8 of those same people tested positive by breathalyzer.
And this is absolutely consistent with what we know about super spreaders, where about 20% of people with COVID-19 can spread it very, very widely to dozens of people, whereas the other 80% really don't spread it at all or spread it very minimally.
Lynn admits this is all preliminary, but he calls the early implications enormous. While scientists work to combat the virus and develop a vaccine, he says the breathalyzer could help contact tracers identify the people most at risk of getting other people sick. Arash Arapasadi, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA Asia. A judicial inquiry into Australia continues to probe failures in that nation's COVID-19 hotel quarantine system for returning travelers. The inquiry has heard that security breaches almost certainly sparked a deadly second wave of infections in the state of Victoria, which is at the center of Australia's coronavirus crisis. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Foreign nationals were banned from Australia when its international borders were closed in March. But many thousands of citizens and permanent residents have been allowed to fly home, where they face a mandatory 14 days in hotel quarantine. In Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, the system has been chaotic. Members of a judicial inquiry heard that breaches in security at 2 hotels allowed infected passengers to spread the disease into the community, causing a second wave of COVID-19. Instead of using soldiers to secure the hotels, like in other parts of the country, Victoria used private security guards. Many allegedly were poorly trained and ill-equipped. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp has told the investigating panel he thought private companies could do the job.
I guess in terms of a view, I thought they would have been at a suitable and an appropriate workforce to use in the hotel. I've worked a lot with private security and the thinking was that well-trained, well-supervised private security in this type of role would have been efficient and effective.
They weren't. The hotel quarantine fiasco in Victoria is considered by many to be Australia's greatest failure in the pandemic so far. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thanks for being with us. Thanks to our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team that includes Jim Stevenson, Keith Lane, and Doug Bernard. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Enjoy the day ahead and stay safe.